I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Norway is in shock today following two deadly attacks there. In one, a bomb blast tore through the headquarters of the Norwegian government and other buildings in Oslo. At least seven people were killed, many more were wounded. And then later, about 30 miles away, a man in police uniform opened fire on a crowd at a youth gathering sponsored by the ruling Labour Party. There are reports at least nine people died there. A man has been arrested in connection with the shooting. Government Minister Noelle Reimslag had just left a nearby shop when the blast in Oslo occurred. She describes what she saw.
I was in the middle of the street, luckily, and I heard this really big bang. Glass everywhere, dust, ground shaking like it was an earthquake, basically. And I just started to run from where I was, and people running in every direction, screaming. It was quite confusing, everything.
Norwegian soccer player Jan Aga Fjordtoft has driven through the area where the blast occurred. He drove through it just a short time before. He says Norway has lost its innocence today.
We have been thinking that we've been involved in everything that has been going around the world, that nothing will happen here and we'll be very safe. But things happen like this, and they say this is the most scary thing that happened to Norway after the Second World War. And for us, I'm nearly crying because this is shocking for us.
The area where the bomb exploded in Oslo is home to many government buildings. Kevin Nordness, a reporter with Norwegian state broadcaster NRK, describes it this way.
This is where ministers and the prime minister have their political offices. You can call the area political heart of Norway. After the bomb went off, one of the first messages we received was that the Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg was brought to safety. He is now at a secret address. Eyewitnesses told me that the explosion felt like an earthquake, and this bomb must have been very strong because windows on buildings far away also was broken.
And this is the buildings that we're talking about here that are part of the government. There are, in some cases, 17 stories high, and windows all over the place were broken, correct?
Correct. And one of the Norway's biggest newspaper has its office there too, and they described the area as a war zone, because there was broken glass all over the place.
So what happened, not simultaneously, but I guess just after the bomb blast went off, at a political meeting of the youth supporters of the Labour Party being the party in power?
Well, it was some hours after the bomb went off, but it's an island just outside Oslo, actually. There's political youth have their summer camp every year, and one person dressed in a police uniform has gone wild and shot wild around himself and hit a lot of people. This is a camp where young politicians come together every year to discuss political issues and have fun.
Are officials there saying there's any connection between the two attacks on the government buildings and then at the youth group meeting?
Yeah, the police says that they believe that there is a connection between these two happenings.
Do they say what the connection is?
No, not yet. All the leaders are very careful to say anything right now, because now they just want to take care of the injured people. And I also asked the Prime Minister if he thinks this is a terror attack, but he wouldn't guess on that yet. He says that the most important thing is to take care of the injured. I also asked the Prime Minister if this could have anything to do with the Norwegian troops in Libya or Afghanistan. This he wouldn't say anything on either.
Kevin, how were you able to talk to the Prime Minister?
Because he called from a secret phone from a secret address. He said this is a really serious and sad situation, but he focused most on helping people that are injured, families to the people who has been killed. And we know that there's a lot of dead people still lying in the government buildings.
So how are people responding? I mean, there's obvious shock, but what else can you tell us?
People are in shock, as you say, and they can't believe that this happened to a country. Norway is a small country, and we only have a population of around 5 million people. Some have said, and I think it's true, that this is the worst attack Norway has had since World War II. And it's really strange where I'm sitting now in NRK. They have higher security.
High security, yeah.
Yeah, so if you see out windows, there are actually guards patrolling around this building, so we don't know what's happened, and still we don't know who is responsible for this bomb and if there will be more bombs in Oslo.
That was Kevin Nordnes, who's a reporter with Norwegian state broadcaster NRK. Teresa Skofterud is an American who lives in Norway. She normally works at a cosmetics company just a few hundred yards from where the blast went off today in Oslo, but she was jet-lagged after she returned back from a trip to the United States, so she stayed home today.